The public and the private sector workplaces are undergoing a significant transition due to three factors. And the first one is that there are now four generations working side by side. Second, half of the workforce is currently unsatisfied with their jobs in the U.S. And third, there are rapid technology changes which make things possible in the workplace that simply were not possible before. When you take all of these together, this creates challenges as well as tremendous opportunity for managers to rethink and redefine what is work and where it is done. So our report basically offers practical tips to help managers leverage the strengths of each of the generations.
And when you give this advice to managers, do you have an image in your mind of what that manager is in terms of the generation he or she is operating from?
Yes. In the report, we define each of the four generations, what they tend to have in common, what their traits are, what their experience is in the workplace. What we're looking for is to help each generation have a better understanding or awareness of the perspective that the another generation may be coming from. And with that, I have to give you the caveat that we really do not want people to stereotype everyone in a generation. Just because someone's a boomer does not mean they necessarily fit all of those traits. These are general overall awarenesses of generational traits that they have in common.
Because emotionally, there are people who are still young in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and
right.
There are emotional people who are old already by the time they're in their 30s.
Exactly. That's why we say don't stereotype. You have to take a manager, as a manager myself, you have to take each employee as an individual. But it can be helpful to look at overall generational traits.
And so what are some of the key traits that you find in the youngest level of that tier of the four that you mentioned?
Oh, the millennials, were born between 1981 and 1990. And some of their common traits are that they tend to be very savvy technologically. They're active in social networking. They're comfortable multitasking. And they expect and look for instant gratification and rewards in their work.
And that's different, really, from the boomers?
Quite a bit different, yes. Boomers tend to define work as doing their job. They work long, long hours. Work is performed in the office. And there was little emphasis for most boomers on work-life balance.
And so how should the manager in charge of a particular unit deal with people at the ends of those spectrums, regardless of what age? You still have people that sit on both sides.
Right, and that's what happens. Oftentimes you'll sit in a meeting, running a meeting, and people are coming from, it seems like each generation is coming from its own worldviews, its own priorities, its own career models, and its own motives. And as a manager, it can seem like, oh, how do we make all of this work? Well, what can happen is if each generation is aware of the perspectives of the other generation, instead of being at odds with each other, they can learn to communicate in ways that actually generate innovation and make the workplace a much more exciting place to work. It requires the manager to work with communication skills and ways of communication in ways that may have been different than in the past. And in our report, we address that.
And do you think that those of the millennial style, let's say,
mm-hmm.
would probably enjoy learning a little bit more about face-to-face communications and some of the values that are treasured by the boomers and vice versa?
Yes. In fact, that's one of the things that we recommend in our report is that the traditionalists and the boomers are very much interested, often when offered the chance to mentor the millennials and the Gen Xers, because they can, particularly the traditionalists and boomers, can then mentor and help the younger generation, who we know will be the next managers of the future. So that gives them a way to pass on what they've learned in their workplace. And then the millennials, in reverse, are able to mentor the traditionalists or boomers who may be less technologically savvy in ways of using social networking and technology in their workplace. And it can actually lead to a very good, excellent exchange of information on both sides.
We're speaking with Dr. Bonnie Yorty, Director of Surveys and Business Research at MRA, the Management Association. And tell us what else is in the survey that managers should know that are in the public sector.
Well, this, we cover six trends in the workplace that managers would want to look at, and in each of these six trends, we give practical tips. And the six trends are, one, we've discussed that using technologies to communicate. The second that's very important is work-life flexibility and tips on how to bring that into the workplace. The third one is looking at continued development for each employee throughout their lifetime. And the fourth one is different ways of rewarding and recognizing employees that can vary by generations and also by individuals. And then we look last at engaging the workforce, the entire workforce, how to have a workplace where employees bring their discretionary energy to the workplace each day.
And what are the unique challenges of the public sector versus workers in the rest of the world in the private sector?
What I would say, because I work in both sectors, and what I would say is the unique challenge for the public sector would be in the area of innovation. There are several studies that have shown that the employees have lower scores on innovation than they do in the private sector. And this is a fabulous opportunity for managers in the public sector to make some changes or to adopt some of the tips in management to increase innovation in their workforce.
Tell us a little bit about MRA, the Management Association, because I don't think that's a household word around Washington anyway.
No, it isn't. We're a non-for-profit association that helps employers increase the relationship between the employer and the employee in their workplace. We have 4,000 organizations, public and private, that belong to our association.
And you are not in the either coast of the country, are you?
No, we're in the Midwest. We are in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa.
We're so used to having reports coming out of Harvard or someplace on the West Coast. It's nice to hear from the middle sometimes.
Yes, and my co-author is from Pennsylvania, actually. Dr. Hannum is from Pennsylvania.